Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker says it won't take long for him to review the facts surrounding the revision of a state police arrest report. The person arrested was a judge's daughter. She was charged with operating under the influence. The trooper who arrested her is suing the state police, saying top figures, including Superintendent Colonel Richard McCune, ordered him to edit the report and remove details that could have embarrassed the judge. Here's the latest from WBUR's Steve Brown, who was at a statehouse ceremony earlier today.
The sound of bagpipes echoed off the marble halls of the statehouse as Colonel Richard McCune descended the grand staircase, followed by members of his command staff. They were there to issue their quarterly commendations to police personnel for acts of valor and heroism. But McCune finds himself in the spotlight because of his alleged role in ordering details of Allie Bibeau's arrest be scrubbed from the arrest report. Bibeau is the daughter of Dudley District Court Judge Timothy Bibeau. Trooper Ryan Sivior arrested Allie Bibeau, and in his lawsuit, he claims his superiors, including McCune, forced him to remove certain details from the arrest report, that she claimed her father was a judge and that she offered the trooper sex in exchange for leniency. After today's award ceremony, McCune refused to answer questions about the allegations.
I know the allegations are directed at me. I have no comment about it at this time. I might have comments at some point, but not right now.
The lawsuit also claims the order to change the arrest report came from the State Executive Office of Public Safety. Today, Public Safety Secretary Dan Bennett vehemently denied being involved in the report's revision.
I didn't know. No one asked me about it and to do anything. And I didn't ask anybody to do anything.
State Police and the Office of Public Safety say supervisory personnel, up to and including the colonel, may review reports and have the responsibility to order appropriate revisions. Regarding CVO's report, they say the revision consisted only in the removal of sensationalistic details that had no bearing on the evidence. For now, Governor Charlie Baker says he's looking into the allegations.
It's a serious set of allegations. It's a significant set of issues, and I don't believe in making decisions on stuff like this without having had a chance to fully vet everything that's in front of us, which we're going to do, and we're going to do it quickly.
McCune was appointed to his post by the governor 2 years ago and serves at his pleasure. When asked if he would ask for McCune's resignation, the governor said he's not going to speak to that until the review is completed. But he was clear in his defense of his cabinet member, Secretary Bennett.
But one of the facts in there was that Dan Bennett was somehow involved in this, Secretary of Public Safety. He wasn't. Incontrovertibly was not. And I think it's very important that we make sure that all the facts are vetted and determined before we make decisions about issues like this.
While he says his review won't take long, the governor said he will work through all the information and then make a decision. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.